你们真的是非常的热情，感谢你们的热情款待。
I think one aspect of Chinese culture is that you like to feed people.
我想我们中国文化有一个最大的特点，就是喜欢给客人吃很多好吃的东西。
We appreciate your kindness because I'm really full.
非常感谢，我感觉吃得很饱。
And then one other thing, people have asked me, what does building bridges with let's go fishing, what do they have in common?
那么有人问我说，你这次讲的是讲建筑桥梁，那么和我们要主题信息要去钓鱼有什么关联呢？
My wife told me that a bridge is a good place to fish from.
那我太太跟我讲说，有桥的地方是钓鱼最好的地方。
And by the way, I'd like to introduce my wife.
那么我想介绍一下我的太太。
This is my wife, Suzanne.
这是我太太 Suzanne.
And she's wearing a traditional Papua New Guinean dress.
她现在穿的是一个传统的巴布亚新几内亚的一个裙子。
This dress has the colors of the Papua New Guinean flag in it.
那她这个裙子上的颜色就是巴布亚新几内亚这个国家的国旗的颜色。
And again, I thank you for your kindness to both of us.
再次感谢大家对我们这样热情的款待。
Well, we're nearly done with our bridge building journey.
我们差不多已经快结束我们这个筑桥的这个信息了。
There's been a lot to absorb.
那么有很多东西都需要我们消化吸收。
So far, we've looked at how others have built bridges.
那到目前为止，我们所听到的都是别人如何搭筑桥梁。
This morning, we want to change our focus.
那么今天早上，我们想要转一下这个重点。
It will be to see how we can become bridge builders.
那我们要来看一看我们自己怎样来做一个筑桥的人。
As we will see, missionaries, including you and me.Attempt to build bridges in a similar way that the Lord and the apostles built theirs.
那么我们的主耶稣和那些使徒们，他们在不同的文化，他们蒙召所去的文化环境当中传福音。那么今天我们的宣召传道人也是这样来搭筑这个桥梁。
I'd like to start to begin talking about starting points for missionaries.
那么我现在想要讲一讲，我们作为传道人，我们要从哪里开始？
In order for a missionary to be successful, he or she must have a firm confidence in the Lord.
那么要作为一个成功的，要想做一个成功的传道人，他一定要有对神有坚定的信心。
And a desire to follow his leading.
那么也要有这样一个强烈的愿望来跟随他。
In addition, a missionary must know the heart language or the first language of the people.
那么作为这个传道人，他也要了解他想要传道的人他们的心声。
And use that knowledge to gain further insights into how the culture operates.
那么运用你所了解到的这个知识，也可以去进一步了解这个文化。
This is where the incarnational principle enters.
那么这也是我所说的道成肉身的这个原则开始的地方。
As much as the missionary is able,
那么如果这个传道人能够做到的话，
He must walk a mile or a kilometer in his or her new cultural shoes.
那么在他所处的新的文化环境当中，他要更多的去努力。
While in this process, the missionary is looking for cultural starting points.
那么他需要首先找寻一个文化这个传福音的一个落脚点，着手点。
From which to anchor a bridge,
在哪里搭建这个桥梁的基础
？And to build it between human culture and kingdom culture.
在我们人类的世俗文化和神国文化之间搭起一座桥梁。
And then next, the missionary has to learn to practice the incarnational principle.
第二一点，传道人也要练习生活以这个道成肉身的原则来生活。
Try to look up the word incarnational in the dictionary.
那么在字典上，如果你要找这个词 incarnational,
and more than likely you won't be able to find it.
通常你可能会找不到。
Of course, who uses dictionaries when Google started?
那么在 Google 开始以后，谁会去查字典呢？
Unfortunately, an internet search will for a definition offers more confusion than clarity.
可惜的是有时候这个网络上的这个 查找通常会给你更不清楚的这个概念。
Hence, I will try to explain what I mean when I use the word incarnational.
那么我会好好的解释，当我讲到 incarnational, 它到底是什么意思。
And more fully, the meaning of the incarnational principle.
另外也要更好的解释 incarnational principle, 这个道成肉身的原则的意义。
The incarnational principle is best explained by the Apostle John in his gospel.
Incarnational principle, 道成肉身的原则是在使徒约翰的福音书里面非常好的解释。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
那么他道成肉身住在我们中间。
And we beheld his glory.
我们见过他的荣光。
Glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
正是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
The idea of the Creator of the earth taking on human flesh to live on the planet He created.
那么我们世界的创造者，他取了人的样式来住在我们中间。
This idea is central to God'sMissionary campaign to reach human beings.
这是神救赎计划的一个重点。
Jesus left his heavenly home to journey to ours.
那主耶稣离开天家来经历我们的生活。
He left his heavenly culture.
那他离开了他属天的一个环境。
To connect with and ultimately transform our earthly ones.
来与我们相连，并且能够并且最终来改变我们每一个人。
He walked with us.
他与我们同行。
Ate with us,
与我们同吃。
Bathed in our rivers,
也在同一条河里沐浴。
Lived in our houses,
住我们的房子。
Wore our clothes,
也穿我们的衣服。
He thoroughly understood human culture in all of its diversity and depravity.
所以他充分的了解我们人类所具备的各种各样的差异性，还有我们的堕落。
He used that deep understanding to build a bridge betweenHis culture and what he called the kingdom of heaven.
那么他用他这种深刻的理解，来在我们人类的世界和神国之间搭建了这样一座桥梁。
Or what I call kingdom culture.
那么我把它也称作叫天国文化。
This is an aside. Okay. In an earlier message, I said that kingdom culture was neither Western or Eastern.
那么我在我之前的讲述当之前的信息里面说到，这个天国文化它也可以是东方的文化，或者是西方的文化。
Yeah, it is above and different from earthly cultures.
那么它是与我们俗世的文化不同的。
In so doing, he most fully demonstrated the meaning of incarnation.
那么这样，因为他道成肉身来到我们中间，就完整的表达了道成肉身这个原则的这个意义。
And he set a high standard for all of us to follow.
他也为我们设立一个非常高的标准来跟从。
Of course, the good news of the gospel is that he did much more than be an example for us to follow.
当然，福音也告诉我们，耶稣基督为我们所做的远远超过只是设立一个榜样。
In fact, he did something that we could not do.
实际上，他做了我们所不能够做到的事情。
He gave his life to build an everlasting bridge between our sinful world and his perfect kingdom.
他用他的生命在我们这个堕落的世界当中搭建了一座完美天国，通往完美天国的桥梁。
However, once this secure foundation had been laid,
那么当他将这个坚固的基础为我们奠定之后。
He entrusted to each one of us the work of building bridges.
那么他把这个筑桥的这个任务就托付给我们。
Between sinful human beings and the kingdom of heaven.
是在罪恶世界到神国之间的桥梁。
When we become like Christ.
当我们逐步的有耶稣的样式。
And share his gospel of the kingdom of heaven in all its fullness.
能够完整的与人分享神的神国的事情。
Which includes both the offense of the cross.
包括两方面十字架的救赎。
And a future hope of eternal life.
还有永生的盼望。
We are living incarnationally.
那么这样我们就以道成肉身的原则来生活。
Jesus was the only missionary to fully immerse himself in the foreign culture to which he had been called.
那么主耶稣他是唯一的这样一个传道人，他将他自己完全的浸入在一个非常不同的文化环境中。
Most missionaries are not able to do so.
那大多数的传道人没有办法做到这一点。
For example, we spent a week in a Papua New Guinean village.
举例来说，我们在巴布亚新几内亚住了一个星期。
We experienced complete cultural immersion at that time.
在那时候，我们经历了非常大的这个文化的不同。
At the end of that week, we were incredibly happy.
那么在这个周末的时候，我们感到非常的高兴。
But at the same time, we were totally exhausted.
但同时也真是精疲力尽。
We had learned our limits.
我们知道了我们的这个我知道了我们的极限。
As we spent more time in Papua New Guinea,
那么如果我们在那里多待一些时间，
we continue to extend our boundaries.
我们也会努力的去扩展我们的这个忍受能力。
But we have learned to accept that we would never truly understand or experience everything that that culture represented.
但是我们也意识到，我们真的是无法能够体会或者理解这个文化所呈现给我们的各个的层面。
Nevertheless, we began our journey of discovery to locate cultural starting points to anchor our kingdom message.
但是不管怎么样，我们开始了我们一个寻求，就是寻找在这个文化当中的一个突破点，从哪里着手来传福音。
Sometimes these attempts result in what I call fearless failures.
有时候我们这些努力会导致我称作叫大胆的失败。
And often they result in subtle and sometimes stunning successes.
那么通常有时候也会带来让人不可思议的，甚至让你震惊的成功。
Oops. Sorry. The first lesson a missionary must learn is that while in one respect he or she is out to seek and save that which is lost.
那么传道人先要了解的就是说，他们走出去是为了寻找那和挽救那些失丧者。
It is equally true that he or she is not God.
那同时他也要知道他不是神。
While God is perfect and will never fail,
神是完美的，从来不会失败。
Missionaries are certain to fail.
那么传道人是肯定要会失败的。
At least possibly one or more times.
至少一次或者好几次。
It is important to come to grips with this idea.
很重要的就是说你要接受这一点。
Or one might become discouraged, disillusioned, or perhaps even depressed.
当你听到这个事情的时候，也许你会觉得非常的失望，甚至会被有一点这个受到打击，很消沉。
With this in mind, a missionary must become a fearless failure.
那么我们记住这一点，一个传道人一定要做一个大胆的失败者。
By this statement, I mean he or she is not afraid to fail.
我这样讲的意思就是说，他一定要不怕失败。
Instead, the missionary must learn from the experience and start again.
那相反的，他应该从他的失败的经验中学习，并且重新开始。
Language acquisition is where this first hits home.
那么语言的学习通常是第一个打击。
As you may know, it's humiliating to have an adult's mind but a toddler's vocabulary.
这个如果你有一个成年人的头脑，但是却只有儿童的语言能力，这个真的是很让人丢脸的事情。
For example, when I was preparing to go on a short-term mission trip to Central America,
举个例子，有一次我在准备去中美洲有一个短宣。
I thought I would practice my Spanish on a crew.Who were digging a foundation for my new garage?
那么有一伙人，他们在帮我的新的车库在挖这个地基，我就想和他们练习我的西班牙语。
I walked up to the foreman and asked him.
我走到这个工头的面前，就问他说。
Donde está usted?
Donde está usted?
He looked at me rather quizzically.
他很疑惑地看着我。
So I asked him a second time, "Donde está usted?"
所以我又再问他一次 ，Donde está usted?
Again, no answer. So I sheepishly walked away.
还是没有回答，所以我只好很羞愧地走开了。
Later, I learned that I should have asked him, "Cómo está usted?"
所以到后来我才了解，我其实应该问他 "Cómo está usted?"
One word in these two sentences made all the difference.
那么只有一个字的差别，就让这个句子完全有不同的意思。
In the first one, donde está usted?
那么第一个 donde 开始的这个句子。
I had just asked him, where are you?
我就问说你从哪里来的？
What I thought I was asking him was, ¿cómo está usted?
其实我想是问 ¿cómo está usted?
Or, how are you?
表示说你好吗？
By the way, having a good sense of humor and the ability to laugh at yourself is important too.
那其实你要有一个很好的幽默感，而且有这个能力来嘲笑自己，是很不错的。
Sometimes missionaries can spend their entire careers seeing little or no tangible results for their efforts.
有一些宣教士他付出他的整个生涯，也没有看到一丁点的实质性的成果。
God has sent them to plow rough ground.
那神只是派他们去耕地，去耕地松土。
And to clear rocky soil before any results appear.
去预备土地。
As Paul stated it, God, it is God who causes the growth.
那正如保罗说的是，是神使他生长的是神。
Our job is to be a witness.
我们的工作是去做见证。
And then leave the results up to God.
而且将结果交托在神的手里。
Having said that, most missionaries are privileged to partner.
那么实际上还是有许多的宣教士有这么一个有份与圣灵同工。
To partner with the Spirit in what I call subtle and sometimes stunning successes.
那他们见证了我所说的，有的时候会是很不可思议，但是却又让人震惊的成功。
I did a lot of research before coming to speak to you now.
那么我在来华府教会之前，我做了很多的这个研究。
One of the questions that I sought to answer was, go ahead.
我想要找到一个问题的答案。
What bridges did the Lord plant in Chinese culture?
那么神在中国文化当中有怎样有架起怎样的桥梁呢？
Did he leave a remnant of kingdom culture in China?
那他有没有把神国文化的一些遗留在中国文化里面？
I had heard that there were such remnants in the Chinese character system.
我听说在中国的文字里面有这样的一些遗留。
This system goes back 7,000 years.
那么这个文字系统要追溯到7000多年以前。
This slide shows what I found.
这个幻灯就给大家展示了我找到的这个信息。
Apparently, the words for righteous are a combination of the characters of lamb and me.
我们看到义，正义这个义字，它是有羊和我两个字组合在一起的。
That is interesting.
这个非常有趣。
Where is the anchor point from which to start a bridge?
那么我们应该把这个建筑桥梁的着眼点放在哪里呢？
Now, I'm not an expert on Chinese culture.
我不是很了解中国文化。
May I suggest that in order for me to be righteous, I need a lamb?
我可不可以说，我为了要做一个正义的人，那我需要一只羊？
Not any ordinary lamb.
当然不是普通的羊。
But the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
是为赎去住世人罪过的羊。
Do you see the anchor point now?
大家看到了吗？我们从哪里起点呢？
As one of your elders said,This presupposes that the person understands the origin of the Chinese character system.
所以我们的长老说过，我们大部分人都了解我们这个中文的文字的一些历史。
This is another remarkable point.
这也是一个非常了不起的一个发现。
Namely, God put this character in the Chinese alphabet. 7,000 years ago.
换句话说，神在我们中国人的文化当中五千多年前将这个字放在我们的文化里。
From that point, a missionary could take a Chinese person.
那么从这一点出发，一个传教人就可以带领中国人。
From what he or she knew to be true.
那从他所了解的真理。
To a new truth that the missionary wanted him or her to embrace.
那带他引他到一个传教人希望他了解的新的真理。
My source for this information is YouTube.
我这个信息的来源是在 YouTube 上。
And I'm going to leave my slides. You can look it up.
你可以查看一下。
When it comes to building bridges to the kingdom of heaven here in the West.
那么我们讨论谈到在西方建筑这样一个通往神国的桥梁。
One usually starts with a series of propositions.
那通常我们都会从理性的理论开始。
We rely less on story and more on logic to reach our neighbors.
我们通常不大会用个人的故事，相反我们是用一些有逻辑性很强的东西。
But our personal story is still very important.
但实际上我们个人的故事仍然是非常重要的。
I would imagine this is especially true in Washington, D.C.
我想在 D.C. 地区这也是同样的。
After we find an anchor point in a person's life,
那么在一个人的这个生命当中，我们找到了从哪里开始。
Our approach could be as simple as sharing the four spiritual laws.
那么我们向他传福音就可以从属灵四律开始。
Or a gospel tract.
或者是福音的小册子。
Or the Roman road.
或者是这个罗马大道。
Story does have its place here.
那么故事的确是在这里是有作用的。
It is in the form of a personal testimony.
它可以是一个个人的见证。
Or about how the Lord has been uniquely working in our lives.
或者是神如何在我们的生命当中做工。
A personal story and a well-presented gospel narrative.
那么一个个人的故事或者是一个准备很好的一个讲述，对神的认识的讲述。
Anchored firmly in a person's life can be a powerful combination.
那么就会是一个非常强有力的一个组合。
Now I'd like to talk about going into the culture to kingdom construction business in Washington, D.C.
那么现在我来讲一讲在 D.C. 地区我们如何来开始我们搭筑通往天国桥梁的这样一个工程。
Of course, with the rapidly changing patterns of Western thought,
当然了，由于西方社会这个思维模式的快速发展
finding anchor points to build a bridge to kingdom culture.
那么我们要找寻这样一个搭筑桥梁的落脚点
can be tricky and time-consuming.
是很难，有时候也会花很多时间。
One must learn to listen.
我们一定要学习要聆听。
Sometimes we are so intent on sharing the gospel message.
有的时候我们如此强烈的想要去和人分享。
We don't really learn anything about the person.
我们一点都不了解我们要分享的这个人。
To anchor a bridge to.
所以不知道从哪里向他传福音，开始传福音。
So one has to determine what kind of modern to whom one is witnessing.
所以我们要一定要先了解到我们是先从哪里开始。
Just a modern person or a postmodern one?
他是一个现代人还是一个后现代人？
However, the basic approach remains the same.
但是我们这个向他传福音这个方法还是一样的。
Learn the language of the culture and its customs.
我们要了解这个文化，了解他的语言，也要了解他的习俗。
And then find an anchor point to begin building the kingdom bridge.
然后找到我们要筑桥的这个打桥桩的地方。
For example, some of the people you will encounter no longer consider themselves modern.
比方说有一些人他们已经不再觉得自己是现代人。
Modern people believed in propositional truth.
那么现代人他们相信理性的道理。
The four spiritual laws of the Roman road may have worked for them.
那么也许这个属灵四律或者是罗马大道就是借助罗马书来传福音也许对他们有用。
In today's world, you may run into people who call themselves postmodern.
那在当今社会，也许你会碰到一些人，他们称自己为是后现代主义。
These people do not believe in rational truth.
那他们不相信真理。
So they would reject your approach of using the four spiritual laws.
所以也许他们会反对你所讲的属灵四律的道理。
To witness to them.
所以你无法向他们做见证。
In this case, your personal story.
那么在这种情况下，你的个人的故事。
And especially the biblical story becomes much more important.
那特别是圣经里的故事就变得非常重要。
Since truth is relevant to the postmodern individual.
那么这个真理就因为对这些后现代人的相对来说比较重要。
A viable way to witness is to share your story with him or her.
那么有一个很好的方法就是你和他分享你自己的故事。
And then let them do the same.
也让他们与你分享他自己的故事。
At the end, take time to compare stories.
那么在结束在最后呢，你们可以你可以对比一下。
and to see which one is the most compelling.
那么哪一种故事更加容易说服人？
I recently spoke to a professor at Virginia Tech who attends my church history Sunday school class.
那么我最近和弗吉尼亚理工大学一位教授闲聊，谈到他是在我们教会上主日学，教会历史的主日学。
He told me that the younger generation has moved beyond postmodernism.
他说现在的年轻人已经都超越了后现代主义。
They are now living in a post-secular society.
他们现在已经生活在一个后世俗主义的社会里。
What that means is that they seem to be returning to the idea that there is truth out there.
那么这个意思就是说，他们好像又开始进入到一种愿意相信宇宙当中有一种真理存在的这个状态。
They are also becoming more spiritual.
那他们也有精神上的追求。
That does not mean that they're returning to Christianity.
但是这个不说明他们是回转到了耶稣的信仰上来。
But it does offer Christians.
但是对我们基督徒来说
the opportunity to share their stories and to share the story of God's word.
那么有这样一个机会，我们就让他们分享他们的故事，我们也可以分享耶稣的故事。
Now the point of all I have said so far.
那么我目前为止我讲的我的想要说的是什么呢？
Is not to give an exhaustive teaching on how to witness to a modern or postmodern or post-secular person.
我不是想要给大家一个冗长的这个教导，怎样去向现代人或者是后现代人传福音。
The point is, like the apostles.
那么我想要说的是，正如使徒们。
You will have to adapt your approach to these people.
你需要调整你的方式来接近这些人。
Take them from what they know to be true.
从他们已知的什么是真理。
And gently guide them to Christ.
能够温柔的引导他们。像信仰耶稣基督。
However, in our quest for knowledge and a better argument,
但是为了寻求真理和更好的这个论证。
Remember to leave room for mystery.
我们也要记得要给这个神秘未知的事情要留一些空间。
Nicodemus was a prominent professor of theology in Israel.
尼哥底母是以色列的一位极有威望的神学家。
Or as John describes him, a ruler of the Jews.
那约翰描述他为犹太人的官。
And the, not a, teacher of Israel.
以色列人的先生。
In this chapter, Jesus explains to him.
那在这一章中，耶稣向尼哥底母解释。
What still remains a mystery for us today.
那个仍然是奥秘，至今是奥秘的事情。
And that's the process of the new birth.
那就是一个新生的过程。
It is a spiritual birth.
那个是靠圣灵的。
And not an intellectual one.
那不是靠人的知识。
Or perhaps even a volitional one.
也不是靠我们的意志决定的。
Jesus described it this way in John 3:8.
那在约翰福音三章八节，主耶稣是这样解释的。
The wind blows where it wishes.
风随着意思吹。
And you hear the sound of it.
你听见风的响声。
But do not know where it comes from,
却不晓得他从哪里来,
and where it is going.
往哪里去。
So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Many of us are afraid of mystery because we cannot explain it.
我们很多人都很惧怕神秘，因为我们不知道，对他不了解。
And we most certainly cannot make predictions about what we don't fully understand.
那么对于我们不了解的事情，我们没有办法来预测。
So it is with the Spirit.
那么圣灵也是如此。
We can explain him.
我们可以解释他。
But Jesus clearly says we cannot control him.
但是耶稣明确地说过，我们无法控制他。
In our culture, charismatic Christians.
那在我们的文化当中，有这样一些基督徒，他们非常有能力。
Have tried to substitute man-made manifestations of the Spirit.
那他们用一些人为的制造的一些神迹。
In sometimes such outlandish ways.
那么用这样的方法
that the rest of us are afraid of him, then the rest of us are afraid.
反倒是其他的人感到一种惧怕。
To embrace the possibility of him acting in our lives in unpredictable ways.
因为他们惧怕用这样的方法，他们其实不知道神会用一种出人意外的做法来做工。
But by the way, I embrace my charismatic brethren for their emphasis on the Spirit.
那其实我是坚信神学的。
Sometimes he breaks out in unexpected ways that defy our best theologies.
但是神有时候会用这种出人意外的这种他的做工的方法，使所有神学的理论都没有办法预测。
Don't get me wrong, I firmly believe in theology.
请不要误会，我是很相信圣经的。
And the importance of studying one's Bible.
也知道读经的重要性。
But yet, I hope I have not abandoned the possibility of the miraculous.
但是我希望我没有拒绝神迹奇事发生的可能性。
We need to leave room for mystery.
我们要给未知神秘留一些空间。
For the unexpected movement of God's Spirit as we build kingdom bridges.
那么神用他的用他不可知的运行来在我们中间成就事情。
For example.Let me give you an illustration of this.
那么我来给大家解释一下。
For example, one day a young man from a mountain village in Papua New Guinea wandered down to our college.
那么有一天一个年轻人他从巴布亚新几内亚的山村走到我们的学校来。
He wanted to speak to a missionary.
他想要和一个传教士谈论。
That is a picture of a young man right in the middle there.
那中间的这位年轻人就是他。
He'd been wrestling with God for several months.
他和神摔跤已经有数月了。
He'd formerly been the leader of an outlaw gang.
他其实是一个惯犯团伙的头。
His gang had robbed banks.
那他的这个团伙，他们抢银行。
Grown, smoked, and sold marijuana.
他们种植吸食，并且倒卖这个大麻。
Got drunk on distilled pineapples.
喝醉酒。
Beat their wives.
殴打他们的妻子
and fought with police.
并同警察作对。
However, somewhere and somehow, God had gotten a hold of his heart.
但是不知道在什么地方，神是用怎样的方法抓住了他的心。
In a manner, he was highly unusual for a Melanesian person.
那么对这个大洋洲这个美拉尼西亚人来说，他用一种非常不寻常的方法。
He began writing page after page of.Personal and spiritual reflections in multiple school exercise books.
他用学校的这种练习本写了很多的关于他个人还有灵性方面的反省的内容。
He wanted to share them with someone he could trust.
他想要和一个他能够信任的人分享。
He met my friend Dan Anderson.
那他遇到了我的朋友 Dan Anderson.
And they talked for hours.
他们谈论了好多几个小时。
In a short time, Dan and others started a discipleship program.
那么没过多久 ，Dan 和其他的朋友就开始组织了一个这样的一个课程。
To help teach him and others in his village about the rudiments of Christianity.
来教导他和他村里的其他年轻人关于信仰的基本的原理。
After Dan left for a scheduled furlough in the United States, I took over.
那么在 Dan 回美国休假以后，我就接替了他的工作。
Week after week, we sent missionaries up to the village.
那么接下来的数周，我们不断的送一些传道人到他们的村里。
Shortly before we left the Highlands, we had a graduation ceremony.
那 ，sorry， 在我们要离开这个高地之前，我们为他们举行了一个毕业礼。
She's doing a great job.
Sorry.
Right. For those who had completed a discipleship course.
那么他们有些已经完成了这个门徒训练的课程。
At this ceremony, each graduate recited a Bible verse.
那么在这个典礼上，他们每一位都背了圣经的经节。
One recited all 10 that were assigned.
有一位把十个经节全部都背了。
Local pastors were amazed at the change they had witnessed.
那么当地的牧师他们真的看到这些变化，非常的惊讶。
There were many tears and much laughter.
在这里有很多的眼泪，但是也有很多的欢笑。
We shared food and fond memories.
我们一起分享了食物和愉快的回忆。
At the end, possibly 70 people came to Christ.
那么在最后，他大约有70位他们信了耶稣。
And one mountain village had become totally transformed.
那么这么整个的一个小山村就完全的改变了。
Now I would like to claim credit for this.
那我也想在这个事情上表一表我的功劳。
But I cannot.
但是我不能。
If Dan Anderson were here,
那如果 Dan Anderson 在这里的话，
he also would not.
他也想要觉得自己有功。
We certainly were in the watering and cultivating business.
那当然，我们都是在耕种松土的这个工作上。
But this experience is a result of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个整个的事情。
acting in what remains a mysterious and sovereign way.
是圣灵做工的结果。
Finally, I'd like to leave you with a challenge.
最后我想要给大家一些挑战。
The challenge is for each one of us here today to be kingdom culture bridge builders.
那么今天这个挑战就是我们在座的每一位要成为这个搭建神国桥梁的铸造者。
To be full-time missionaries.
要做全职的传道人。
To do so, you need to remember a few things.
那么要做到这一点，我们得要记住有几件事情。
Learn the language of the person with whom you wish to communicate.
我们要学习我们要与之沟通的这个人他的语言。
Of course, in America, I do not mean we need to learn English.
当然了，在美国，我是说不是要大家学英文。
What I do mean is to speak to that person in his or her heart language.
那么我说的是，我们要学习他这个学习这个人他的心灵的语言。
Speak of things that matter to that person.
我们要跟他讲述那些对他重要的事情。
Number two, learn the culture of the person with whom you wish to communicate.
第二点，我们要学习我们要与之交通的人他的文化。
Find out how he or she approaches life.
我们要找到说他是如何生活的。
What interests him or her?
什么让他感到有兴趣？
What drives them?
什么让他觉得有动力去做？
What presuppositions they may have?
那么他们有哪一些已知的这个看法？
To use an English idiom, what makes them tick?
那么我要用一个这个英文的这个成语，就是说什么东西让他们觉得重要？
Number three, be fearless failures.
第三点就是要做一个无畏的大胆的失败者。
Do not be afraid to make mistakes because you will.
不要害怕失败，因为我们一定会的。
Learn from them and move on.
我们要从失败中学习，并且继续往前走。
And be ready to experience subtle and sometimes stunning successes.
我们还要预备自己，要经历那种不可思议，甚至有时令我们吃惊的成功。
If you do, give the glory to God.
如果我们经历了，那么将荣耀归给神。
Relate propositionally.
那么还要我们要有一些理论的有一些理论的装备。
But at the same time, do not forget your own story.
但是同时不要忘记分享我们自己的故事。
Tell him or her what God has done and is doing in your life.
那么告诉那些人，神在你生命中做了哪些大事。
Finally, leave room for the miraculous.
最后，我们要给这个不知神秘不知的事情留有空间。
Praise the Lord, God is still in control.
我们要向神祷告，神在掌权。
May the Lord bless and keep you all. Thank you very much.
愿神保佑各位。
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.